I was on the planning committee, and one of the subcommittees of the planning committee was the Conservation Areas Advisory Committee. This sounds a bit boring, but it wasn't, because one of the side things that John wanted to do, and it was him and his assistant, Len Maynard, and the chief engineer, he was called the Director of Technical Services, John Haslam. They wanted to continue to work on the Theatre Royal, and they had a proposal to build a new telescreen, very similar to what you'd find in Times Square, a newscaster, a thin ribbon of electronic newscasting, but they proposed to put it, having spent all the money on the classical frontage of the Theatre Royal, they proposed to put it on across the top of the pediment, above the columns. And there was a lot of people who were against this. Some people said it was dangerous. If drivers were driving up Market Street and they or along Parliament Street and they were looking at the news on this, they might crash the car. There was another. The conservation areas people were people who believed in conserving old buildings, and they were not happy at all. I wasn't obliged to. There was no indication I had to vote for. It wasn't a vote anyway. It was an advisory committee. But we all spoke against this, and we all said it was a bad idea. That got me into a lot of trouble, because that very same afternoon, both John Carroll and then John Haslam, who was his chief engineer on the project, came down, sat in the room, glared at us, shuffled more papers about because they couldn't speak, and then shuffled some more papers and went off. I realised then that I'd probably done the wrong thing. And in fact, though I still don't think it was the best idea. It was actually on the front of the Theatre Royal for about 10 or 15 years. Some people might remember it. And it was removed, I think, in the last 20 years, so we don't have it now. But that's a memory that perhaps shouldn't be forgotten about, really, as well. It's